Oshta, sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. Is anyone else out there even remotely disturbed by the 91-year-old man who was beaten as five cowardly bystanders looked on? The report and security video were shown on television yesterday. Leonard Sims, a 91-year-old Detroit man, was repeatedly punched in the face and knocked to the ground as his assailant took his keys and drove off in his car. There were five innocent bystanders who stood one car away and simply watched. Even as several cars drove by in the parking lot, not one of the five innocent bystanders flagged another person to go for help. In this day and age where cell phones are no longer a luxury, and where even five-year-olds have a cell phone, not one person out of this group was on their cell phone calling for help. I watched that video over and over again, thinking surely someone is calling for help, even if they can't drag their lazy, cowardly butt over to help this 91-year-old World War II veteran. Folks, this is no exaggeration. These five innocent bystanders actually stood there and did nothing. Is this what it takes for something to be broadcast on television for all of us to see? In what it looks like when we do not help those in need? I can't imagine for the life of me standing there, just standing there and watching this man get beaten up, or anyone else for that matter. I know me. In fact, as I sat dumbfounded by the innocent bystander's lack of action or courage, I thought about my own family and friends. I wondered about those who are close to me and those I know well. I wondered who would not step up to the plate and help that man. Of all my close family and friends, I do believe every single one of them would have taken some serious action. I guarantee you, even my own mother would have done something. As for my dad, let's just say that assailant would have definitely been subdued. And me? The assailant would have probably been the recipient of my flying five. I don't believe for a second that I would have just stood there until the police arrived for fear that I might be injured trying to help someone else in need. What a selfish thought that would be to think like that. But that's just me. And I know my daughter, brothers, and sisters would feel the same. The reporter had said that sociologists believe humans would rather follow than lead, and that it's difficult for them to step forward. Are you kidding me? The reporter went on to say that people think someone else will take responsibility so they won't have to, or maybe the proper authorities will arrive soon. Well, maybe if somebody calls. As for these five innocent bystanders, in my eyes, they are as guilty as the assailant. They are the guilty bystanders. Am I upset by this? You betcha I am. They aided, they abetted, they allowed, they supported, and they encouraged this assailant to do his dirty work. As a parent, it would have not been my proudest moment as a mother if my child stood and did nothing. I can only imagine how God must be feeling about these five children of his. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Deinada gohayang. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.